It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephanie Kaw. She is a teacher at Creekview Elementary. This is our school district update. A lot of fun things always going on at Creekview. Today we're going to talk about their behavioral program and some fun things that they've got going on for kids to, you know, spread a little Christmas cheer at home. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start off with talking about the behavioral program at Creekview. It's one thing that you guys, it seems like every school in the district wants to talk about. Is what they're doing as far as behaviors and things and teaching the right behaviors and rewarding those and all those things.
Oh, definitely. And we want the students to have an incentive to do well. And so at Creekview, what we've been doing is, as you know, we changed our mascot to the Coyotes, and we've really utilized that mascot. So what we're doing is we have created five criteria for the Coyote Tracks. We're doing focusing in on respect, perseverance, responsibility, integrity, and kindness. So the students, when they show one of those skills, we give them what is called a Coyote Track, and their goal is to receive all five of those traits, and then they are ultimately rewarded for being an alpha coyote. And there are three levels for that. You have bronze, silver, and gold. And so their ultimate goal is to become the alpha gold coyote.
And I have a relative of mine, my niece's daughter goes there, and she was very proud of her Coyote Tracks.
Oh, yes. It's a very big deal to them. And, you know, they get a little gift with it, an incentive, but you know the real deal for them is the feeling that they get when they receive that kind of recognition.
And you know, it seems like every year you come up with something to create great good behaviors and to motivate the kids. And this year with the mascot change, it just kind of blended right in for it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's been good. And the other really cool thing is we know that it's been very effective. This year, we have only had a total of 12 referrals. And out of those 12 referrals, it's only 6 students. And we're still continuing to work with them. And it's been really, really good, and it's created such a positive atmosphere in the school.
And it probably helps. And one thing it helps with is test taking. Now, are you guys, like some of the other elementaries, you're getting ready for that mid-year testing?
Yes, we have actually already started this week. In fact, we started yesterday, and we have many aides working hard on the testing with Dibbles and Reading A to Z.
And kind of get that benchmark and see where we're at.
Yes.
Because in talking to a lot of the schools in the district, the summer slide with kids not being in school since March, the summer slide in some areas was a little bit deeper than it usually is. And I'm sure that's probably the same with Creekview as well.
Right. And we noticed a definite slide at the beginning of the year. But as tests are coming back, the results, we have noticed an increase. It's incredible how much they have already bounced back from what they missed.
And that's good stuff. That's where you need to be. And reading's always a big deal. Every elementary school, school really in the district. So as long as they can get up there and get those scores back up, then it kind of levels that playing field once again. And I think that in a lot of ways, and you know, this is going to, I'm going to kind of refer to you. In a lot of ways, I think that the schools with the suspension clear back in March and what you guys had to go through March to May made you guys get ready a little bit earlier and have your, you know, education plans and teaching plans ready just in case. It always seemed like, you know, just in case something happens again this year.
Yeah, we are very well prepared if a situation like that were to arise again. We have been given trainings on how to use Google Meet, Google Classroom, if we were to go into a dismissal for a 2-week period, we would be ready.
Very good. All right, now let's talk about some fun stuff. You were saying how the PTA has kind of set up a Santa's workshop. Is that what it is?
Yes, that is correct. What PTA is doing, like you said, it's called Santa's Workshop. They have provided or bought different items for the students to pick one item to give to one family member, someone that's in their household that they'll be with for Christmas. And we really want to teach the students that Christmas isn't about the getting gifts, receiving. It's more about the giving and the feeling that you get when you give to someone else.
And so what? How does this work now? They have different items set up.
Right. They have different items like bracelets, candles, flashlights, slime for if they're getting something for their brother or sister. And what they'll do is they'll set these items out, and obviously we have to let PTA know what students would like so they can order everything. And then the students come up and they grab a Christmas bag. They grab what they ordered, put it in the bag, and the PTA wraps it super nicely. And the kids also write a card, put that in there, and of course add a candy cane for some fun.
All right. And so the kids can just then take these and yes, give them as gifts. And that's really cool, because like you said, it teaches them that the holiday is more about giving than getting.
Exactly.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
All right. Well, Stephanie, I think we covered everything.
I think so. And I just really appreciate you highlighting us. And
Anytime you want to come in, you just let us know. We'll get you on the air. All right, it's Stephanie Kaw with Creekview Elementary talking about all the great stuff that's going on over there. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, if you have or wanting more information on videos, interviews just like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.